Welcome to the Prayer Motivator Devotional with Daniel White III. We are glad that you have joined us as Daniel White III encourages us to simply just pray to God in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ by faith. Daniel White III is the national best-selling author of over 40 books, and he has spoken in meetings across the United States and in over 25 foreign countries. He is also the president of Gospel Light Society. Before we begin, I'd like to inform you of our special offers. You can get a free copy of the Prayer Motivator ebook by simply going to prayermd.com and signing up to receive our free prayer newsletter. All you have to do is put in your email address and that free ebook will be available for you to download. Also, if you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book that we are using in this podcast, Purpose in Prayer by E.M. Bounds. The book is available on our website for just $15. You can make your purchase today at prayermd.com or prayermotivatordevotional.com. Now, here's your host, Daniel White III.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Prayer Motivator Devotional Podcast, number 744. This is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International. The simple purpose of this podcast is to encourage you, challenge you, exhort you, and yes, motivate you to simply just pray. Pray to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and by faith believing. This podcast is not necessarily for people who already know the secret and power of prayer, and who actually practice genuine prayer on a regular basis. Rather, it is for those who may find it difficult to pray, or for people who claim they do not have time to pray. I am convinced that most Christian people do not need to learn how to pray. They simply need to just pray. If I can encourage you to simply just pray to God in faith believing in the all-powerful name of Jesus Christ, I believe all sorts of wonderful things will begin to happen for you, your family, and whatever God has called you to do. We do not pray, dear friends, based upon our subjective feelings. Rather, we pray based upon objective facts found in the Word of God by faith. Beloved, our prayer motivator passage from the Word of God today is Jeremiah Chapter 11, verse 14, which reads, "Therefore pray not thou for this people, neither lift up a cry or prayer for them, for I will not hear them in the time that they cry unto me for their trouble." Allow me to share with you some important points regarding this passage from Matthew Henry's commentary. "Jeremiah's prayers shall not help them," he continues. What God had said to him before in chapter 7, verse 16, he here says again, "Pray not thou for this people." This is not designed for a command to the prophet, so much as for a threatening to the people that they should have no benefit by the prayers of their friends for them. God would give no encouragement to the prophets to pray for them, would not stir up the spirit of prayer, but cast a damp upon it, would put it into their hearts to pray not for the body of the people, but for the remnant among them, to pray for their eternal salvation. not for their deliverance from the temporal judgments that were coming upon them. And what other prayers were put up for them should not be heard. Those are in a sad case indeed that are cut off from the benefit of prayer. I will not hear them when they cry, and therefore do not thou pray for them. Note, those that have so far thrown themselves out of God's favor that he will not hear their prayers cannot expect benefit by the prayers of others for them. Our featured prayer motivator quote today is from Dr. Charles Stanley. He said, "We must remember that the shortest distance between our problems and their solutions is the distance between our knees and the floor." And he's so right about it. Beloved, my personal encouragement for you today is this. No matter how long it takes to pray, no matter how difficult it is to pray, praying to God is the most important thing you can do in your day. It should be the number one priority above everything else you have to do. Beloved, our prayer motivator devotional today is titled "Prayer is Putting God to Work, Part 9. We say that respectfully. I'm sure that the author wrote that respectfully, from the fine book, The Weapon of Prayer, by Dr. E.M. Bounds. I don't think Brother E.M. Bounds earned a doctorate, but we're giving him an honorary doctorate, he's the doctor of prayer, if you will. How about that? Dr. E.M. Bounds goes on to say, "Praying men are essential to Almighty God in all his plans and purposes. God's secrets, counsels, and cause have never been committed to prayerless men. Neglect of prayer has always brought loss of faith, loss of love, and loss of prayer. Failure to pray has been the baneful, inevitable cause of backsliding and estrangement from God. Prayerless men have stood in the way of God fulfilling his word and doing his will on earth. They tie the divine hands, if you will, and interfere with God in his gracious designs. As praying men are a help to God, so prayerless men are a hindrance to God. We press the scriptural view of the necessity of prayer, even at the cost of repetition. The subject is too important for repetition to weaken or tire. Too vital to be trite or tame, we must feel it anew. The fires of prayer have burned low. Ashes and not flames are on its altars. No insistence in the scriptures is more pressing than prayer. No exhortation is oftener reiterated, none is more hearty, none is more solemn and stirring than to pray. No principle is more strongly and broadly declared than that which urges us to prayer. There is no duty to which we are more strongly obliged than the obligation to pray. There is no command more imperative and insistent than that of praying Art thou praying in everything without ceasing in the closet hidden from the eyes of men and praying always and everywhere? That is the personal, pertinent, and all-important question for every soul. Now, dear friend, it is time for us to pray, not to play. Please remember the announcer will provide the information for you to send in your prayer request at the end of this podcast. Please join me in prayer. Holy Father God, we thank you for the privilege and the power and the blessing and the purpose of prayer. Help us to be praying men and women, boys and girls. Help us to pray without ceasing and everywhere, including the closet. Help us to be prayer warriors. And Holy Father God, we pray collectively and individually for the following things. As we do have a prayer list here so that we can pray more strategically. Lord, we pray for over 3 million people to come to know you as Savior through this ministry alone. We pray for millions more to be saved through other ministries. We pray for the revival of your church. We pray for the healing of Christian families. We pray for the healing of this nation. We pray your blessings and guidance for all pastors and church leaders and missionaries. We pray for the salvation, leadership, and wisdom for the president and for all governmental officials who run this country and all other countries around the world. And now, Lord, we pray for 3 people who have sent in prayer requests to us. We pray for Brother Brashibi. Please bless and provide for the 2019 Women's Conference and bless him with the money he needs to complete the roofing, windows, doors, plaster, ceiling, electrical installation, plumbing, flooring, and painting on his house. We pray, Lord, for Rose. Please heal Dr. Leonard YK completely and fully restore Dixon Kuma's eyesight. Deliver Rose spiritually and physically from demonic Jezebel spirits and from destructive thoughts and demons. Give her a grateful heart. Give her peace and restore her back to her God-given state in Christ Jesus. We pray for Marie. Please remove the spirit of death from her entire family. Heal Dean mentally. Protect Raywin as she travels to and from work and guide her footsteps. Protect Marie from home invasions and cover her, Dean, Raywin with the strongest unbreakable covering of the blood of Jesus. And Holy Father God, we pray for the following people who have trusted you as their Savior in their hearts. We pray, Lord, that you would confirm them in the faith and strengthen these in the faith and help them to grow in the faith to become the Holy Spirit-filled Christians that you want them to be. We pray specifically for Frank, Joshua, and Lucas. Now, Lord, we pray for the following people who have been saved for a while but who have recommitted their lives to you. Recently, we rejoice with them in this decision and pray that they will keep their commitments to you and be strengthened in the faith. We pray specifically for Rose, Anne, and Celestino. And Lord, we commit these souls into your hands. Let your will be done in their lives and in ours. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Now, beloved, if you're listening today and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior in the free pardon of your sins, if you have never believed on the Lord Jesus Christ for your salvation from hell to heaven, allow me to show you how to be saved from sin and hell so that you can have a home in heaven when you die. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now this is bad news, I know, but here's the good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will save you. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, "Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed." For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, pray, think, do. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Prayer Motivator Devotional with Daniel White III. If you would like for us to pray for you, please send your prayer request to prayer@prayermd.com. If you have questions about salvation, what to do after salvation, are looking for a good church home, or like to read our pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door, please visit GospelLightSociety.com for more information. Don't forget that you can get a free copy of the Prayer Motivator ebook by simply going to PrayerMD.com and signing up to receive our free Prayer MD newsletter. All you have to do is put in your email address and that free ebook will be available for you to download. Also, if you enjoyed this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book that we are using in this podcast, Purpose in Prayer by E.M. Bounds. The book is available on our website for just $15. You can make your purchase today at PrayerMD.com or PrayerMotivatorDevotional.com. Please feel free to subscribe, rate, and leave a comment about this podcast on iTunes. You can also listen to the Prayer Motivator Devotional on SoundCloud, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, BlackBerry Podcast, and via podcasting apps on the Google Play Store and the Amazon App Store. Tell your friends and family to tune in and discover the power of prayer. God bless.